We are just a couple of weeks away from Election Day, 2 weeks and one day, as a matter of fact. And one of the statewide proposals that has gained an awful lot of attention is Proposal 1 that would legalize recreational marijuana use in Michigan for those 21 and older. And there are a lot of folks that are in favor of this and an awful lot of folks that are not in favor of this, including sheriffs from around the state of Michigan, about 68 of our 83 sheriffs, including St. Clair County's Sheriff Tim Donnellan, are opposed to this. Joining us right now is the president of Healthy and Productive Michigan, the anti-Prop 1 group, Scott Greenlee. Scott, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So estimates are that taxes alone from legalized marijuana in Michigan would be, you know, somewhere over $200 million a year within about 5 years. That's easy money for the state of Michigan to fix roads and fund schools. You say that's not necessarily true or good for Michigan, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So if it were $200 million, which is a gross number and what they were projecting before they released their new economic study on October 1st, which knocked the number down to $104 million, $100 million in a $57 billion budget is 0.0017 of 1%. It's not even a part of a drop of the bucket. And, you know, in Michigan, it's $1 million per lane mile to repave and rebuild. And we need to recognize that if this passes and if their number comes in right, you'd be looking at maybe, if it was the actual net number, being able to repair 7-8 miles of the average highway without stopping and thinking about the people who drive on them and the fact that drug driving deaths in Colorado have more than doubled. And, oh, by the way, insurance rates have gone through the roof in Colorado since they approved recreational marijuana.
A lot of people use marijuana anyway. Why not just legalize it and keep them out of jail?
Well, you know, you could say the same thing about any type of illegal substance, which, by the way, whether Michigan passes or not, it'll still be illegal in the United States. So if that's the attitude, unfortunately, a lot of people do use marijuana. A lot of people also use cocaine and heroin and other drugs. So I think that we need to say, you know, in this situation, it's against the law in our country. We need to stick with it from a rule of law standpoint. And let's not kid ourselves about the number of people who are actually in jail because of marijuana. There's a lot of people that are in jail that have marijuana tagged on their file, but the average person in jail has 2, 3, 4 type of violations. So in Ingham County, and I know this number is absolutely accurate as of last week, Tuesday, I talked to the sheriff. They have 419 people in jail as of Tuesday last week. Of that number, 7 have anything to do with marijuana. And people say, well, how can that be? We hear these tens of thousands of people in jail numbers. It's very, very simple. If I'm, you know, speeding and I don't have insurance and I also have marijuana on me, and also when the car is searched, they find 2 unregistered weapons, one of which was used in a crime a week ago, I'm going to jail. I'm not going to jail for speeding, for lack of insurance, or for marijuana possession. I'm going to jail for the weapon issue.
Yeah, it's just, it gets added to the list. What is your sense, Scott, of how voters are going to decide on this? Because I hear a lot of people on both sides of this, pro and con, and I don't necessarily get a sense of where voters are landing on this issue yet.
You know, this issue has shown polls all over the place, and many and varied. And I think if 2016's presidential election taught us anything, polls aren't necessarily the most reliable way to figure out who's going to win something in this day and age. So when I look at our coalition that supports keeping the law where it is currently and voting down Proposal 1, I see pretty much all law enforcement. We're up to 73 of our 83 sheriffs. I see, you know, the business community, the state chamber and other regional chambers are against this. And by the way, no law enforcement group or business group is on the other side saying this is a good idea. But I also see the faith-based community is against this. Most parents you talk to have a real problem with this when they consider, you know, synthetically produced marijuana in this day and age, which is very different from a plant, would allow for unlimited potency. So you could have up to 99% THC type products, and you compare that to the Woodstock weed, which was 3-5% THC. It's, you know, many, many times, you know, 20-25% stronger, up to 40 or 50% stronger when you get into the edibles and the gummies and the candies and things like that. So really, we're optimistic that the medical society and the medical professionals are also on our side. We think there's going to be an awful lot of people turning out to vote no.
You mentioned Colorado. A lot of people look at Colorado because they led the way with legalized pot. And, you know, there are those on the pro side that say, look how great this has worked out for marijuana, for Colorado. You say, though, that maybe it hasn't worked out so great for Colorado.
Yeah, the numbers haven't come up to what the folks in Colorado were hoping to. So they have absolutely taken in some tax money, but it's come with a lot of unintended costs, a lot of increased costs to law enforcement, increased costs to, prevention and rehabilitation, and obviously setting up a whole state department that has to oversee this. A simple question that I ask people is, if somehow this is so great and it's going so wonderfully in Colorado, why is it that 75% of the municipalities in Colorado have opted out and said, we don't want it in our municipality, we don't want it in our neighborhood, we don't want it near our schools? And their bill that they passed, their proposal, was certainly much stricter than the Michigan version, which, for example, would allow shops to be set up within 1,000 feet of schools and churches. So it's something that most of the state in Colorado says they don't want any part of. And unfortunately, in Michigan, if this passes, our proposal would allow even more marijuana and would allow it even closer to, you know, the folks that we really need to protect, which is the children in this situation.
What is your gut sense? Is this going to pass or not?
No, I don't think it will. I think at the end of the day, the more people hear about this, they hear, you know, a lot of the rumors dispelled with regard to tax dollars, and they find out it's 0.001% of the state budget. When they find out that the black market doesn't go away, and in fact, in certain areas gets worse as foreign drug cartels literally set up shop in Colorado, they have second thoughts and they decide, you know, if it is going to be something that needs to be passed, this proposal is not the way to go.
A lot to think about in the next couple of weeks, Scott. We appreciate you weighing in. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye now.